This is Apollo Control at 63 hours, 4 minutes. At the present time, our spacecraft is at an altitude above the moon of 16,035 nautical miles, and our velocity continuing to increase, still increasing rather slowly but steadily. Our speed is now 4,194 feet per second. We would expect this relatively slow velocity buildup to continue until about 65 hours. At that point, the spacecraft will be some 11,000 nautical miles from the moon, and from that point on, the acceleration will begin to build up quite rapidly, so that within about 4 hours from 65 hours at the point where we would do the lunar orbit insertion maneuver, from that in that 4 hour period of time, the velocity would just about double, going from some 4,350 feet per second up to about 8,400 feet per second. We have some further information on the lunar orbit insertion maneuver as a result of the mid-course correction that was done at 61 hours. And we have a refinement also on the effects of that mid-course correction. Prior to the mid-course maneuver, we've computed that our paracynthian, or point of closest approach to the moon, would have been about 66.5 nautical miles. As a result of the burn, it was lowered to about 61.8 nautical miles. The lunar orbit insertion maneuver using the service propulsion system engine is scheduled to occur at 69 hours, 8 minutes ground elapsed time. The burn duration would be 4 minutes and 2 seconds. This would give us an orbit about the moon with a low point of about 60 nautical miles and a high point of about 170 nautical miles. We've had one brief conversation with the spacecraft since our previous report, and we advised the crew that they should be getting a good view of the moon as they continue through their passive thermal control mode, with the spacecraft rolling at the rate of about one revolution per hour, and at a certain specified degree of roll, they should acquire the moon through one of the windows of the spacecraft. During this period of time, the spacecraft will be coming into much better view of the moon, with a larger part of the lighted surface becoming visible to the crew. We'll play back that short conversation for you, and then pick up with a conversation that is developing right now between Capcom, Ken Mattingly, and the crew.